B'tachin for Life, Shir 404, Wednesday, Parshas Pinchas. We are climbing the ladder of B'tachin, and we are holding on the second level, which is called Mishon. And let's just explain why Mishon is a low level. What are we expecting from a person when he thinks Mivtach, when he thinks Mishon? Why is that considered a low level of B'tachin? And the answer is, like we've explained many times, the Ribbono Shel Olam is so great. The Ribbono Shel Olam is so powerful. The Ribbono Shel Olam's love is so endless that if you minimize his involvement to just think that this is the way it's going to be, but I accept it. For example, that would be Mivtach. A person, Rachman Litzlan, is going through a tzara. He doesn't have any children, Rachman Litzlan, and he accepts the situation. The doctors gave up, so he accepts his situation. That's Mivtach. It's a level. You're relying on Hashem. You're trusting Hashem. But you don't really think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save you. And that is really a very low level of B'tachin. Because if you would stop for a moment and realize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for you, for the world, how many nisim he's constantly doing, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give you a child, it is nothing. It costs HaKadosh Baruch Hu nothing. It takes absolutely no effort. And you don't have to earn it either, like we mentioned many times. Because you don't earn to breathe, and you don't earn that your kidneys should work. So your kidneys working is not any less of a nes than you being able to have children, or you being able to find a shidduch, or you being able to be zeicha to refuah shleima. The fact that your eyes work is not any less of a nes than that. So the reason why you're just accepting the situation is because you didn't fully internalize Hashem Tzvakais Imanu Miskavlanu Elekei Yaakov Sela. And therefore you are minimizing the chances that the Ribbono Shel Olam will send you a Yeshua. And that's why this is only level number one. Because as we advance in the first Pasuk, we're still holding in the first Pasuk, but as we advance in the internalization of this Pasuk, and we realize that we would be nothing without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The entire world cannot exist without Hashem. Everything exists because HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly wills it to exist. And the world is full of nisim, whether you recognize it or not. And therefore there's no reason in the world to assume that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not send you the Yeshua. Other than the fact that you're not expecting it and you don't think it will happen. And that's the biggest reason why a person, Rachman Islan, will not experience the Yeshua. That's why Mivtach is a low level. Is it a level of B'tachin? Absolutely. Because you're accepting Hashem's will. But it's a very low level. Because if you knew and internalized that you have the biggest doctor and the most wealthiest individual and the one with the most power on your team who wants to help you, you wouldn't suffice with just Mivtach. You would think higher and bigger than that. And that's the ladder that we're climbing in B'tachin. Don't be satisfied with Mivtach. You're much bigger, you're much greater than that. And the Ribbono Shel Olam's love is much bigger and much greater than that.